Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young, and welcome to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. In today's episode, episode 111, we are able to catch up with Daryl Frater. Now, this is a little bit of a departure from our normal content that we cover on Total Wellness Radio, because this really focuses on the mindset and the principles necessary to really be successful regardless of whatever you embark on. And I have found Daryl Frater to be an inspiration in this area. He is the founder of Sharpshooters Global. He is empowering the next generation of entrepreneurs. He's also the Vice President of Business Development for the Urban Entrepreneur Centers of America, which is having a global reach. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Again, a little bit of a different departure from what we normally do. And please sit back and enjoy this episode with Daryl Frater. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. And let me tell you something. I'm super excited that you're tuning in, because this is a departure a little bit from our norm. Well, normally we focus on, you know, health and wellness practitioners, people that are working with herbs or naturopathy, chiropractic, that have a product line or service. And today we're shifting gears a little bit. I have with me a young man that I met through social media on LinkedIn, through a professional platform that has intrigued me. I love the things that he's sharing. And so we're going to shift gears and really focus on some of the mindset behind being successful in really any endeavor that you're after. The guest I'm talking about, his name is Daryl Frater. He is a mentor to youthful entrepreneurs. He does Sharpshooter for problem solving, empowering the next generation of entrepreneurs. He is the VP of Business Development for the Urban Entrepreneurs Centers of America. Daryl, did you get on the line with us okay? Good. You did make it on the line okay, Daryl?
Yes, I am. I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, good. Good. Did you catch any of the intro there at all?
Yeah, I got everything.
Okay, good. Hey, well, thank you. Like I said in the introduction here to our episode, this is a bit of a departure from our normal content that we provide our listeners. We want to stress the importance of any kind of positive change and positive development that we're going to make. Obviously, centers around mindset and understanding, you know, the right tools in place to get us there. So thank you so much for being on this episode with us and sharing your expertise with us.
Great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for reaching out to me. It's an honor to be on the show.
So my question is always to get things rolling in a very revealing manner. I want to know, Daryl, what things took place with you that put you on this path? What put you in a position to want to serve others and provide, you know, leadership and mentorship as an entrepreneur?
For me, that's an easy question to answer. The answer would be DNA from birth. You know, my father, he's an immigrant from Jamaica. He came to this country with nothing except for skill. And he built his business, cabinet business and a construction business, literally out of nothing. And just being able to see him and his business and the mindset that he had as an entrepreneur to never give up, to work hard every single day, and to really have the optimism and the vision to think big and to never be afraid to take a leap and to take a chance. Just seeing that and helping him and his business growing up, even at a young age, it's just been something that I've been intrigued in and something that's just been so impactful to my life and the people that has helped me motivate me to help others, because it's just my duty to pay it forward. And I just want to be able to spread the same message that touched me in a way where it can help others and help people reach their goals in life and help them to do well in anything that they're looking to do in life.
What type of work did your father embrace? What opportunities did he take advantage of?
So in Jamaica, when he grew up, there wasn't really many opportunities out there. So he tell me stories about how growing up, like his friends, family members, you know, they would go out and they would try to have fun and, you know, not really go to school and such like that. But he made it his business. He walked over 10 miles every day to the nearest cabinetry school to learn woodwork and cabinetry. at the age of 13. And then he was able to continue doing that until he left the country at the age of 19 to come to America. He took his skills, came to America, built a construction company, and he's just been rocking and rolling ever since. And he's just a very big inspiration for me to look up to someone as a mentor and to just, you know, follow in his footsteps of entrepreneurship, but in my own lane.
How old is your father now, Daryl?
He will be 58 in 11 days.
Wow. That is absolutely fascinating. You know, when you describe the inspiration that your father gave you, and you and I share this also additional connection, my father was a tremendous, tremendous inspiration to me as well. You know, you described that at the age of 13. Well, first off, look how young he was. When you think about what your father was willing to do at the age of 13 to pursue his dreams, and then you look around today at, you know, some of the youth and some of the misguided, I think, perceptions they have about what's available to them. It's amazing that he was willing to do that. First off, I mean, that's like, let's applaud that, right? And then to walk 10 miles to learn his craft.
Mm-hmm. he should be on this podcast instead of me, because the stories that he would tell about the bullying and the journey, just trying to, you know, be productive and be proactive with the little opportunity that was available in his country. It's just a crazy, crazy story, in that he persevered and was able to make it out. And it's crazy. It's just an interesting thing. And I was able to just learn from his stories, learn from his mistakes, and to build on my own endeavors to help others in entrepreneurship and success.
So, you know, you talk about you work with young entrepreneurs, and I'm certain, you know, based on just I can sense it in your voice, I'm sure you share with younger entrepreneurs, you know, the story of your father at his young age, what he was willing to do to master his craft and to take advantage of his opportunities. How do you help today's youth really see those opportunities and get the right mindset?
That's so interesting that you mentioned that, because I have never told the stories to any of my students. I should probably start telling them about my father. I never, ever even thought to tell them about, you know, my father and related to his entrepreneurship. I just kind of tell them, you know, about what I've been through and what's relevant to them. But that's actually much more powerful. So thanks for the idea.
But hey, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
No, definitely. I really appreciate it. And what we pretty much do is, in college, I started my own nonprofit organization called the Urban Student Sprint to Success. We're on a weekly basis. We went into the high schools, two high schools in Trenton, Trenton, New Jersey, where we taught them different tips and skill sets on how to succeed as a high school student, to apply for school, like colleges, apply for scholarships, how to build a resume, how to apply for jobs. We mentor them on a weekly basis and sometimes on Saturdays as well, with different trips and such like that, while I was in college. And with that program, we were able to influence a lot of students and have over 125 students collective in both of our programs at the two schools we were at. And doing that for 4 years in college and 1 year after I graduate, I had to stop when it was time to switch to a new job. And I moved up to North Jersey, about an hour and a half away from my program. Mm-hmm. And working in corporate for 2 years, and not being able to help and assist the youth in the way that I was doing before, it really left me a lack of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. Where I did not feel the passion for working as I did when I was doing the work with my students. And it really drove me to go back into mentoring. And with my strong dedication to entrepreneurship, I went, you know what, let me add a new layer of knowledge to my mentoring program and actually teach youth about entrepreneurship as a career path, and provide them with the mindset and the resources to take business ideas from their mind and bring it to the marketplace. And then that's how I created simultaneously two organizations. The Urban Students Bridge to Success is physical centers that will be teaching and being the hub for youth that are looking to learn about entrepreneurship. We'll be offering different courses, seminars, and resources to help them understand entrepreneurship and get those initial steps into becoming an entrepreneur. Sharpshooters Consulting Company, Sharpshooters Global, is a consulting company that actually gives financial and consulting advice to youth interested in actually building a business, where we can actually walk them through the process of starting a business, walk them through the process of building a business plan, and, you know, figuring out how to leverage social media and other avenues to make revenue within their business and make it a profitable, scalable business. Mm-hmm. And this mm-hmm. is something that is very new. Both organizations are with only 3 months old. Wow. And this is something that, yeah, so this is something that is a new endeavor for me. That's going to pretty much piggyback on my experience with my nonprofit. And it's very exciting. We're moving really fast. I have a partner in Ohio. His name is C. Sunny Martin. And he is the original idea for the Urban Entrepreneur Centers. And he brought me on board because we had similar visions. And in Ohio, we will be opening up our first center by year end, if all goes well. And then by second quarter next year, I would like to open my first center in New Jersey. We have a lot of things coming up. Right now, I'm in the process of planning the Urban Entrepreneur Conference here in New Jersey. So that way it can be an introductory to what we have planning forward for the centers and kind of get the awareness about entrepreneurship and the fact that we're going to be providing these resources for youth.
That is fantastic. I applaud this. This is such a needed outlet. It's a needed guidance, a needed tool for people. So I'm super excited to hear about, you know, the upcoming future success you're going to have with this.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. To kind of connect the dots for the listeners that, you know, you talk about bridge to success. What are like two or three key things like that you could share with our listeners from maybe like a specific concept or you know, approach that they can, you know, a principle that they need to adopt, you know, so that they can be successful. And regardless of what it is they're pursuing, whether they want to be, you know, improve their health or if they want to, you know, start a business. I mean, there are certain principles like, right, that, you know, that are like time tested. They're just true. They've been around since, you know, day one, and they're just really, really help people maximize their efforts. There's two or three things that you could share.
Yeah, definitely. I would always promote my favorite lesson, which is relationships are the single most important thing in the world. And relationships are really the foundation of success. When you understand the importance of building relationships in so many different aspects. You can have, you know, relationships with your friends, your family members, you know, coworkers, employees, mentors, mentees. And most importantly, the relationship with yourself. That Correct. You need to understand that these relationships are the foundation of everything that you do in life. And by understanding and investing time into improving and making those relationships stronger, that's how you build the foundations of what your success is going to look like.
And then that alignment, right? That like that mutual alignment of like, let's tap into something that's bigger than ourselves as a goal together, like what you and your partner in Ohio are doing, right?
Yep.
Associating with those people that have that greater good in mind or that greater outcome in mind. So I think it's just fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the Bridge to Success program that you're putting together for the youth. I'm very intrigued about hearing more about that.
So like I said, the Bridge to Success program was actually an organization I started in college. So when I was in college, I went to the College of New Jersey. So in 2011, me and my partner, one of my friends from college, his name is Roger Barrett, we actually saw the same alignment and we went into the schools and we decided to start this program to help youth succeed in high school. So that program actually is currently not operating. That was something that I did in college, and 1 year after, then I moved up north, and then we didn't have the capacity to keep it going. So it's something that has, you know, served a good purpose, and we mm-hmm. still communicate with a lot of the students that went through our program mm-hmm. on a regular basis. I still have them calling me and asking for advice and such like that. So it's cool to build friendships with those youth that are now young adults. And it really set the framework for what I want to do for my life. So that organization played a huge role into developing who Daryl is today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the Sharpshooter Global that you started the last 90 days or so. Let's talk about some of the key things it's going to focus on.
Key things. One is the entrepreneur mindset. I really want to be able to mentor and advise these students one-on-one to get them to understand that the mindset is 99% of the battle. Once they have the correct entrepreneur mindset, they have the mindset of a winner, and they're going to be able to succeed with or without me. And that's pretty much the best thing that you can offer to anyone, to allow them to be independent and allow them to understand how to succeed instead of them telling them what to do to succeed.
Yeah, so it's the old saying, right? You give a man a fish, feed him for a day, show him how to fish, teach him, and they feed themselves for a lifetime. That's kind of the philosophy behind it.
100%.
So what other projects have you got going on right now that are coming up? I know you talked about the conference coming up. What other things are going on? And what, you know, and the big thing is not only what you've got going on, but what is the best way for people to connect with you? Because I just find that your content's fascinating.
Yeah, of course. So, like I said, we have the Urban Entrepreneur Conference coming up in December, tentatively. I'm just waiting on some answers from some of my contacts to confirm the location. Other than that, we are actually starting the Sharpshooters Global Startup Studio, or I'm working with a school in Newark, pending a few key details, and we'll be able to go into the schools and be able to have an hour or two to be able to work with the students to help them, you know, begin that process of becoming an entrepreneur mentally. And also, if they really are interested in starting a business, we'll be able to provide resources as well. And the key takeaways with that is kind of building the mindset, building skill sets, showing them how to start a business, and opening up opportunities to various things in terms of entrepreneurship, whether it may be jobs or internships. That's going to give them the skill sets that they need to succeed, putting them in the right places to meet the right people within different organizations or different companies or different entrepreneurs that they want to be around, you know, and just, you know, giving them opportunities to just expand the way they think and expand their entrepreneurial interests.
So when you say going into the schools, you're talking about actual, like, the public school system, you're kind of partnering with them. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm partnering with some public schools in Newark. Okay. So once we have the okay to go into the schools, we're going to be after school every Wednesday from 3 to 4, going to be working with students on entrepreneurship. We're so close to starting. I'm just waiting for one last okay.
Well, God, this is great. I just feel like we're, like, right at the beginning of something big here.
Oh, you have no clue.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, here, the things you're touching on are so important. Are you going to have an adult version of this, or do you find kids are funner to work with because they're more teachable?
I have a long-term strategy, but eventually, you know, I want to scale to helping adults and people that, you know, already are running their own business and just need some advice. Sure. But my passion lies in youth, and I see that if I can help the youth, it's going to be much more beneficial to the future of this country and to the world in general. Uh-huh. Because, like I said, I'm going to be building and empowering the next generation of leaders and entrepreneurs. And if I start early, it can have a larger impact where they can also grow and teach others on their way up. And I don't know if you know anything about the entrepreneurial space and right now with the internet and youth, but entrepreneurship is on a pedestal right now. It's so yes. Cool. And I don't want that 2018 entrepreneurship was a fad and nothing comes out of the fact that there's so much passion and motivation around entrepreneurship. I want there to be tangible results from this hype, that there's X number of new entrepreneurs coming out of this hype. And I want it to be, you know, curated in a way where I'm providing them with resources to make it actually viable and sustainable, where it's not they're starting businesses or they're doing things that aren't going to actually set them up for success, but actually put them in a bad position for the future because they made bad financial investments or they made, you know, bad deals to, you know, start a business that put them in debt or put them in harm's way. So I want to protect them. So that way we also protect the integrity of entrepreneurship, because they can get a bad taste in their mouth because they're hype. So they're willing to jump into anything about entrepreneurship, but without that kind of guidance, it might go in the wrong direction and hurt the image of entrepreneurship as a whole.
So yeah. I'm very passionate about entrepreneurship. It's really something that I really hold close to me. So I really just have a strong belief that it's my duty to help anyone else that's interested in the space that I'm so passionate about.
You know, it's interesting. You're touching on such really good stuff here, like the term entrepreneurship. Like when I first started my business career, basically, kind of immersed as a young man as well. So that's why I'm so intrigued about your program, because I wish something like this was in the schools when I was there. But in 1983 is when my journey kind of started. And we didn't talk about being an entrepreneur in those days. I mean, the buzzword was, having a desire to be self-employed, right? So the term self-employed in the 80s and 90s for me was kind of like Windows 2.0. Now today, the buzzword in business is entrepreneur, whereas today the buzzword is social media, right? It's a different labeling of a similar thing. And when I was young growing up, and especially if you wanted to, have a date with someone's daughter, and they found out that you were, that you were self-employed, what that told that the father was that you were not employable, right? I mean, this guy, he can't hold down a job. Why is that? He's got to try and, but what I learned was, and this was kind of where my father's influence came in, was that, self-expression and self-achievement and the ability to serve others, and then yours whatever you want in life is guaranteed, was kind of the mindset of the philosophy of the self-employed, right? We had to learn how to employ ourselves. We didn't look for somebody else to tell us where to go, what to do, and what to say. We through what we wanted to achieve, learned what we needed to know and do and where we had to go and what we had to say. So it was about learning how to employ ourselves. And I think there's a lot of crossover with that. I think that the terminology has changed, right? But the expression is really the same. We want to be doing our own thing.
Oh yeah, man.
That basically kind of sum it up a little bit.
Definitely.
Excellent. Yeah, my first exposure to being what I would, my generation, because I'm very white haired these days, right? is the ability to be self-employed. And you had to learn, you had to be willing to learn a certain skill set, which goes back to what you're talking about, which is, everything starts with those relationships. That's the foundation of it all. And then the mindset of the individual, it has to be on point so that you can, the old saying, successful, the only difference between success and failure is successful people do what unsuccessful aren't willing to do, period. I mean, that's kind of a summary, but it's still as true today in the world of today's term entrepreneur versus, my term that I grew up with, 30 years ago, which was to be self-employed.
Oh, yeah.
So, it kind of goes back to the old thing. There's nothing new under the sun. But the difference is, I think, and that's what's so exciting, about having you on, is that you're using today's digital abilities, today's platforms, today's, our ability to communicate and have influence in the lives of other people today, far and away exceeds the abilities of, the 70s, 80s, 90s, right?
Oh yeah, the internet's making it so easy to reach and have influence on people globally. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's important to understand how to utilize it to help as many people as possible.
Is this something that you, as part of your long-term strategy? Because you said I have no idea, so I want to start guessing. But is part of your long-term strategy is to to develop online, apps that entrepreneurs can use that kind of cover a variety of things? I mean, online educational tools or webinars? I mean, where all are you going with this, Daryl? I mean, inquiring minds want to know.
I'm building a brand.
Excellent.
And that's pretty much it. I'm just building a brand. I'm Daryl D. Frater. You can find me on social media anywhere at Daryl D. Frater. And I'm building a brand as the person that wants to help this world through entrepreneurship to solve all the problems that exist. And I feel like entrepreneurs are the ones that are daring enough to solve them and to attempt to solve them. And those that attempt are the only people that can succeed. Because if you don't try, there's no way to even get your foot into the door, or there's no way to even be able to have a shot at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. How much How much time do you spend? I mean, it sounds to me like it's a silly question. It was so funny. After I thought about it in my head, I almost said one of the most silly questions I could. But this is all like really centered around education, correct?
I would say it relates to education. Kind of, in a way, I love the education system. Like, I got a college degree, and I'm considering even going back for my master's. But it's kind of supplementing the areas that the education system has failed in terms of teaching people about mindset and skill sets that are actually going to help you succeed in the world, in the real life, in the real world. Because these topics that I'm going to be teaching and helping people understand is going to be very helpful and beneficial in so many different aspects of life, not just in financially, but health-wise, in terms of mental. Like, you need to be able to have the right mindset to be happy in life. And if you're not happy in life, you're going to suffer from so many different other things that relate to your health. So there's so many things that entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurial mindset can benefit that's greater than money or wealth.
So this is one of the topics I really, and thank you for bringing this up, because this is so, I feel is so important, especially in my journey as being, you know, a self-employed business person for a number of years, is identifying for that person, like you just said, it's not money, it's not wealth. What is it that we have to help people become aware of that positions them to really, you know, shine as an entrepreneur? What is that, like those core things that are really truly important beyond the money and the wealth?
It's happiness.
Yeah.
It's happiness. You have to focus on happiness, and not just short-term happiness, like long-term and short-term. Yeah. There's some things that make you happy in the moment, but right. Overall, it's not going to make you happy. So you have to really be very self-aware, understand who you are as a person and your surroundings, and understand what makes you happy, what's going to keep you happy for the long run.
That is so true. That is so true. So what other folks besides your father, and I really respect that story, and I do hope you tell that story more often, because I think there's so much value and wisdom in telling the story of our parents. What other folks have had a major influence on you in terms of like your personal growth, your mindset, your journey as an entrepreneur?
I would have to go back to when I was in high school. I joined a program called the Trenton Teen Leadership Corp, where my mentors, Ms. Alexandra Zarth and Peter Hoyle, they both ran a program that helped teens in the greater Trenton area learn about leadership and be a leader in the community through community service, arts, and different leadership channels. And that program was really the start of me becoming a public leader, because I was always a leader in my family and school, but outside of the day-to-day ecosystem that I was around, that was the first organization that I had to go like after school or had to go on Saturdays to and meet people that I didn't see on a day-to-day. And that was my really first interaction with leadership and exposure to why Daryl is a leader. And I give those two the credit all the time. It's funny. I tell that story more than I tell the story about my father. And that's so funny that you pointed out to me that my father's story is the one that, you know, really resonates and really hits home. Because deep down in my heart, that's what my father's influence, I know it is second nature. But the story that I tell out to people happens to be the one about Peter Hoyle and Miss Alex. So yeah, it's interesting.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes right back to your first response to my very first question about what put you on this path. And you said DNA, right? And I, yeah. And I get that. But, you know, it's really, you know, if you want to explain that, I mean, that's your father's story is just riddled through that, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
You also mentioned something, too, I find very fascinating. You talked about, you know, business leadership, and then you used the term community leadership, and it caused me to like you with the way you said it, it forced me to think of the words of like citizenship, right? Like being a part of, you know, you don't have to build, you know, a multi-million dollar or multi-billion dollar business to be considered a leader. There is lots of forms of leadership. Wouldn't you agree?
100%, man. Like when I was in college and I started my nonprofit, I was a leader. I didn't make a dime,
yeah.
You know? So leadership and success, it's not monetary, it's impact. And if you're having an impact on people, that's success. And you also have to define success in your own eyes. And don't let any external factor decide what success is for you. And that plays a big role in your happiness. Because a lot of people are allowing external factors to decide what makes them successful. And if you are going to live with that mantra, you're not going to find it very easy to be happy. And this is why you can't, I honestly don't remember the last time I've been upset. I've had a holistic mindset where I am so optimistic that happiness is second nature and I don't know how to deviate from it.
Well, it's gratitude.
100%.
You know, I mean, it's like you talk about happiness, and I always, the word that comes to my mind is, do my actions and my words, do they exemplify gratitude? Am I grateful for, you know, the tragedies of the past that I've got to live through or experience in terms of how it made me a much better person today? And I'm more empathetic and can show more compassion and understanding. You know, am I grateful for the fact that my parents raised me, and do I behave that way, right? Happiness is a behavior too. I mean, there's so much to that, but yet it is really the core.
I completely agree.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm so, as we get ready to wrap things up here a little bit, I'm just so excited about following you, about getting to know you, about you and I continuing to develop our relationship. I'm certainly super excited about that. And as we get ready to kind of close things down here, you know, share with the listeners, you know, just a couple of key things that you, I mean, I know we've touched on them and we may just be repeating ourselves, but you know what? I just don't think you can hear the basics enough. Share a couple of more things that you'd like to make certain that everybody listening leaves with, as far as from you to them, that's going to impact their day and their lives.
Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate it. I'm definitely going to close out to reiterate the relationship piece. Like I said, relationships are the most important thing in the world. But one other tip that recently has been very impactful for me, that has allowed me to have little to no fear in all of the actions I take, is having confidence in your ability to learn. Yes. If you're confident that you will be able to learn or figure it out or use resources to understand how to complete the task that's in front of you, you will not be afraid to take action, because you're confident that even though I don't know how to do it right now, even though I don't know what I need to do now, I will, before the task is over or before it's due, I will figure out how to do it. So if you have confidence in your ability to learn, it really negates all the possibility of fear of failure. And that's something that's just been very impactful for me over the past couple of months. And I'm just really excited that this kind of new mindset has adopted, you know, I've adopted. So it's really great. It's one of the reasons why I'm so happy still.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and what you're touching on holds true, whether you want to develop up your community leadership and help fundraisers, whether you want to run a nonprofit, whether you want to build a large, you know, for-profit organization, or whether you want to rebuild your health. The things that you're talking about are like, these are foundational truths that apply to everything we're trying to accomplish.
Definitely.
Yeah. Daryl, I can't thank you enough for being on Total Wellness Radio with me today. I really appreciate it. I'm excited about getting this segment out to our listeners. And one more time, please, just for everybody to hear, what's the best way to get for people to make connection with you, Daryl?
Best way is always LinkedIn. I am a LinkedIn practitioner. I love LinkedIn. It's really been my gateway to meeting new people and having an influence on the internet. So find me on LinkedIn, Daryl D. Frater. That's how you can find me. And connect with me, message me, engage with my content. I would love to hear from you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to spell this for him, make sure I got the spelling right here. It's D-A-R-R-E-L-D. and Frater, Frater. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
All right, sir. Well, you know what? You have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you so much again for being on this segment of Total Wellness Radio with me. We'll do this again, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. And for all you listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. And we look forward to having you make us a part of your busy day the next time around. Take care. That will do it for Total Wellness Radio. Thank you once again for tuning in. And just to mention as a reminder, don't forget about our 6-day mentorship program for practitioners who really want to thrive in the natural wellness industry and build a long-lasting, sustainable, prosperous business. We do a 6-day hands-on immersion where for 4 days, you follow me and my staff around. We see well over 120 people in clinical practice. Plus, we spend day 5 in the classroom putting your practice all together on paper in the practice creation form. And finally, day 6, hands-on drilling with nutritional kinesiology, one of the most effective of ways to evaluate a client's needs that there is today. So for reaching out to us on that, just call me directly, 307-631-5300. The number 307-631-5300 for more information on our 6-day mentorship program. And thank you once again for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.